This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. As we kick off hour number two, the Thursday edition, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That number is 1-800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website as well. All of the features on the site are completely free. That's freetalklive.com as we go to the phones and to the fun. Joe in California, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi. Hi, am Joe. I coming through okay?
Yeah, we got you fine. What's on your mind?
Nothing. The first one was I listened to the show via podcast, and this morning I got yesterday's show via podcast, and to my surprise, you guys actually read part of my blog aloud at the very beginning of the show.
Indeed.
Were we nice to you?
Yes.
Okay, good.
This is the gentleman who has decided to join the Free State Project.
Okay.
Yeah, and that was just, I guess I wanted to say thank you for that. That was actually a huge boost to my day because of it.
Well, you're famous, buddy.
Why are you laughing at him, Mark? That's not nice.
Oh, yeah. Him and the other four or five people that listen, right?
Yeah. So you've decided to join the Free State Project, and I think that you should be thanked for that instead of thanking us for reading your blog post.
Yeah, actually, and I think it was an advertisement on the show that made me check it out a little bit, and then when I heard all the people calling talking about going to it, I was just like, okay, this is actually kind of a big thing. There are a lot of people in on it. So.
Yeah, it's for real. It's the only chance. I mean, when we say that we believe it's the only chance for liberty in our lifetimes, we're not saying that because they're a paid sponsor.
Believe me, I'm not sitting up in New Hampshire where it's going to snow in a couple of weeks because I don't believe that the Free State Project is the only way that we're going to have liberty in our lifetime.
All right. The other thing I did want to say, though, this is actually the other misfortune. I'm a podcast listener, so a couple days ago you guys were talking about whether or not standing armies were constitutional or not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I did a little research, and it seems to me that they wanted to imply that it was not a good idea, and they wanted to make it difficult. Mm-hmm. But I found a quote by Alexander Hamilton explaining why they left it so that it could be legal under the Constitution.
Well, God, did you have to pick the biggest government guy of our founding fathers?
Unfortunately, yeah, and it's backed up by records from the Federal Convention, too, unfortunately. But I found lots of people saying it was a huge argument. Some people were against it, but others were totally for it. So they put the two-year clause that the Congress could only allocate the money for 2 years to make it difficult. But this is a slightly long quote. I'll try to do it quick. I cut it down as much as I could. Even the ardent love of liberty will, after a time, give way to its dictates. The violent destruction of life and property incident to war, the continual effort and alarm attended on a state of continual danger, will compel nations the most attached to liberty to resort for repose and security to institutions which have a tendency to destroy their civil and political rights. To be more safe, they, at length, will become willing to run the risk of being less free. The institutions alluded to are standing armies.
Sounds to me like he's predicting
it, military establishments.
Yeah, it sounds. We're going to have to interrupt you there. It's just too much. But it sounds to me like he's pretty accurately predicting what has happened in the United States, that people are trading their liberty for security.
Yeah.
He predicted it.
There's only one sentence left in the story where he says that standing armies, it says, are not provided against in the new Constitution, and it is therefore inferred that they may exist under it. Under the existence, however, from the very terms of the proposition, is, at most, problematic and uncertain. But standing armies, it may be replied, must inevitably result from a dissolution of the Confederacy.
Standing armies must result from the dissolution of the Confederacy?
Yeah, when they made the Constitution to replace the Articles.
I don't understand. Can you run that by me again?
I think that he was... it may be replied... this is a really horrible quote, too, in language that I'm not very...
No, I didn't mean actually read it again. I've heard that enough. I'm just trying to, see if you could sort of translate it for me. What does that mean?
I think that he's trying to say that standing armies are going to be one consequence of moving from the Articles of Confederation to the Constitution. I was going to post up on the web boards all of the other research I found, but that was the one that stuck out the most to kind of get to the point.
I see what you mean. So, basically, they put that two-year clause in there, so I guess with the intention that... if we actually had people who were elected to office who cared about keeping standing armies out of America, they could use that two-year clause to shut down any army that was brought together. And if you just have a bunch of legislators that don't have any intention of doing that sort of thing, then they can just raise an army and keep it as long as they would like to. So really, all that matters is who we elected, and we elected a bunch of warmongers, and that's what we got.
Yeah, I agree. I personally am against standing armies myself, too, so I was kind of disappointed when I came across all this stuff. But
very good, Joe. Well, we look forward to seeing you in New Hampshire, and thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. So there you go, Mark.
Yep.
Standing armies.
I know that you can read it into it. The standing armies are constitutional in there. It just seems to me that... You know, that making this two-year provision as they did,
it's clear what their intention was.
Yeah,
but they didn't totally abolish the opportunity.
God, what mistake?
There's too many
compromises.
Too many loopholes, and unfortunately, the Constitution in the United States is a failed experiment. I wish it had been successful. Because if it had been successful or more successful, I think it was pretty successful for a little while. But if it had been more successful, we'd have a lot less government. And a lot more freedom,
mm-hmm.
and a lot more wealth. And all of that we don't have because we've got a big government that has been confiscating wealth from the productive. And that's pretty sad. Well then, apparently, speaking of wealth, a number of Americans are preparing to separate themselves from a significant amount of dollars. Now, that doesn't mean they'll become less wealthy. It just means they're going to be trading dollars for a PlayStation 3. In this case, 500 or 600 of their hard-earned dollars. If they're lucky enough to get access to one of these things, they are in short supply, as ABC News reports. A lot of people would probably say that Jacob Bylin is out of his mind. The 20-year-old college student is skipping classes at John Jay College in New York City this week to camp out in front of a Best Buy store for a shot at the much-hyped next-generation PlayStation 3 video game console. "They think I'm crazy," said Bylin, referring to his family. "What can I say? But I've got two friends here with me, so we're all crazy, I guess." If Bylin is crazy, then the illness is spreading. All over the country, gamers, parents, grandparents, and at least a few opportunists have formed lines outside of various retailers with the same goal in mind. Get a PlayStation 3. "I'm hoping to get my grandchild one of the games," says Charles Allen as he waited outside the Best Buy in Ohio. Despite days of sleeping on sidewalks, ignoring good hygiene, and avoiding the opposite sex, these early adopters may still find themselves... with empty bags come the November 17th launch day. Can you imagine sitting out in front of a Best Buy or Circuit City or something like that for days only to discover they only had 20 units?
Wow.
And they went to the first 20 people in line and you're just SOL. Sorry, buddy. Retailers own, such as the video game megachain GameStop, which also owns EB Games, have announced they can meet only 60% of the pre-orders that they've already sold. Which means that Sony, knowing how many pre-orders it had to meet, I mean, EB, GameStop, all these companies submitted their pre-orders to Sony saying, okay, well, we need X amount of units. And Sony just didn't crank them out. GameStop isn't the only one experiencing shortages that hint that Sony was perhaps less than completely honest about PlayStation 3 supply shortfalls beyond what the company has said publicly. Though Sony was expected to ship about 400,000 units in the first place, red flags have begun to pop up all over. Quote, "We're barely going to have enough to cover pre-sales, and we will not have any available for walk-in customers," said Kathleen Woe, a spokesperson for Toys R Us. The entire chain does not have any for sale for walk-in customers.
Wow.
This is a mess. Shortages of video game consoles are nothing new. Shortages usually expected when a new system is released. Just last year when Microsoft's Xbox 360 launched, there were rampant reports of nationwide shortages, and those shortages, coupled with extremely high demand, helped make Xbox 360 the must-have gift of the season for anyone who could afford it. Quote, "The console release cycle is almost... is unlike almost anything else in the consumer technology business, according to an analysis group. These products undergo a major revision once every 5 years or so, and the PlayStation has been the market leader for the couple previous generations, so there are very high expectations about what Sony is expected to deliver. It's hard to argue that gamers aren't a hardcore bunch, but don't be fooled by the tents and sleeping bags lined up outside of your local electronics store. Not all of them are camped out for a love of gaming. Some of them are in it for the money. Buy and sell. Got to make the money to pay for some other stuff," said Greg White, one of about 25 people in line at a Best Buy in Ohio. So not only are people in line to get the game system to play, but a number of them are getting it so they can flip it over on eBay for probably $1,000 to $2,000.
Ah.
More on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
1-800-Flowers.com wants to remind you Thanksgiving is November the 23rd. Try the Harvest Glow centerpiece from 1-800-Flowers, either as a gift or to decorate your table this Thanksgiving. The small is $49.99, and the large is just $59.99. Call, click, or come in for fresh flowers and gourmet gifts delivered same day, any day. Use code FTL to save 10% on your next order. That's FTL for a 10% savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice for the holidays.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt-in easy for cleaning, and they also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12/30/06, subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. Ask about our special financing terms. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com where we've got the bulletin board system, the live streaming, the updates, and more. It's all for free, all in the house, at freetalklive.com. And register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Come and hear a speech by John Stossel entitled Enemies of Liberty. The three-day event starting on February 23rd. Early bird discount ends on Thanksgiving. So get registered now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That is freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. As we continue to discuss the PlayStation 3, It is just, at this point, just less than four hours away on Eastern time, at least, from launch. 24 hours, I guess, I don't know if Best Buy is doing the open at midnight thing, but I would guess that they probably
are.
In
some places, I would imagine.
I know a number of Walmarts, obviously, 24 hours a day. They're getting ready to sell these items here at midnight Eastern time. It's going to be interesting. People have been queuing up for days now, mm-hmm. in some cases, which is, in some cases, a little bit fanatical, and in others, calculating. As the article from ABC News pointing out, not everybody in those lines is looking to plug in the PlayStation 3 when they get home. In fact, some of them are looking to put them on eBay and sell them off to the highest bidder because they know that there's a shortage. We read an article from the Japan release this weekend where they released it over the weekend. It was 100,000 units was all they had. Whereas when the PlayStation 2 was launched, they sold something like a 500,000 or 2 million or something. I mean, they sold way more. And there was a production problem.
I wonder why they want to get out so badly before Christmas. I mean, what's the point in it? Is it part of the fervor?
People spend.
I understand they spend, but they'll buy those units anyway. And they don't have enough units. If they would have bought the units anyway, they don't have enough units to make a splash. The people would have bought those amount of units anyway. They might as well. They should worry about customer service.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. I don't understand why they didn't just hold off for another couple weeks, churn out a few more 100,000 units, and launch to where your clients can get the products that they're waiting for.
Yeah.
I mean, from this article here, some of these game stores, like GameSpot and those GameStop and those places, they're only going to be able to fulfill some of their pre-orders. So the people that are walking into the store to try and find one of these things are going to be kind of having a tough time. They're just not going to be out there. Anyway, like some of the others in line with him and countless more across the country, White isn't interested in the latest games or cutting-edge graphics. He's more excited about the thousands that he expects to get from selling the PlayStation 3 on eBay. Some aren't even trying to get a PlayStation 3, but know the value of a space in line close to the store's front doors. At a Circuit City in Schaumburg, Indiana, Eric Arana and his wife are selling their spot for
$2,000.
$2,000? They're number 43 in line. Now, I find this hard to believe.
That doesn't make any
sense. I think they want to sell their spot for
$2,000.
I can't imagine that anybody would pay $2,000 so they can then get into a store and maybe not get it.
Yeah,
maybe not get it.
That doesn't make any sense.
Quote, there's a big aftermarket for these things that has sprung up on eBay over the last few years. To get the deal you're looking for, though, you need to have the stomach for fraud potential on eBay and be willing to possibly miss a meal or two, said Ruben. For the lucky ones who've managed to snag a pre-order or managed to snag one on launch day, there's a good chance they're spending a lot more than the $500 and $600 that Sony is asking for the two PlayStation 3 models. Remember, one of them has a larger hard drive space. That's the only difference between the two.
Mm-hmm.
Many retailers have forced consumers to purchase bundles, which include games and extra controllers, but are predetermined by the store. So if you want a PlayStation 3, you may have to buy a bunch of extra crap as well. Since it's so limited, since supply is so limited and demand is so crazy, these stores can get away with almost whatever they want to. I saw a story today about a Walmart where a store manager said, hey, I've only got 10 of these things. And so he put 10 chairs out in the parking lot and essentially, you know, clapped his hands together or something like that and said, okay, go, and had all of the people run like musical chairs except with a lot of people running for these chairs. Somebody got injured, of course.
Of course.
In all of that.
What else could you have expected in that particular circumstance? I was just thinking to myself, yep. What a great way for somebody to get injured.
People are crazy. Many retailers forcing people to buy bundles. For instance, CompUSA ran a circular advertisement offering PlayStation 3 pre-orders to customers who purchase a Sony HDTV 40 inches or larger. And its website won't allow anyone to place a PlayStation 3 order outside of a bundle package. So the least expensive TV that fits that bill is about $1,800, which means tack on another $500 on top of the PlayStation 3.
Smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now that's for pre-orders, Mark. That's not even for units in store. They're only selling pre-orders if you buy a TV with it. I mean, this is insane demand.
Well, I have to say, I that makes good sense to me.
Sure it does.
If people want it, then
yeah, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
And if this is going to help you sell a TV or two, hey, great, good for them. But I mean, really, it's just nuts. It's just a variety of factors coming together here to just low supply, high demand, an insanely demanding market. And there's going to be some people cashing in on eBay on this. Now, speaking of cashing in, I pointed out to you a few days ago, Mark, that the way the video game industry works, when they first launch a console platform, they lose money.
Yeah, now, that's what you said. It seemed crazy to me that they would be losing money on such an expensive machine, but apparently they are.
It's because they make so much more on the software. I mean, the software is just a DVD, and those don't cost very much. The DVD and the jewel case and the instruction book, right?
Yeah.
That's it. Well, now I know exactly how much they're losing, and I'm a little bit shocked. I thought maybe they would lose, $50 on each one of them. Something minor, something that's, a small loss leader. But in fact, according to CNET News, the cost of manufacturing and materials for the low-end 20-gigabyte version of the console, which is $500 retail, guess what the cost is?
This is the little one, right?
This is the $500 one.
Okay, and it's more than that. $850.
Yeah, $805.85, according to iSupply in a report they released on Thursday. That means for every PlayStation 3 Sony sells for $499, it will lose $306 on components alone. Marketing and advertising costs would then boost the actual cost to Sony even higher. The PlayStation 3 with a 60-gigabyte hard drive comes in with a manufacturing and component bill of $840.35. Since it sells that version at $599, that exceeds they actually lose a little bit less on the $600 one. Sony representative said it wouldn't comment on the PS3's manufacturing cost, so this isn't an official number from Sony. It's by a research firm, and their final estimates are in line with others from earlier in the year. In February, a scan of analysts' estimates put the manufacturing and material costs between $725 and $905. Console makers typically sell the consoles for less than the actual cost. These game companies make up for subsidized boxes by selling game software at a premium. Components also get cheaper over time, according to Moore's Law. Earlier this year, Ken Kutaragi, who heads up Sony Computer Entertainment, said that in 1999, the processor and graphics chip inside the PlayStation 2 took up 239 square millimeters and 279 square millimeters in surface area, respectively, which made the chips relatively large. By 2004, the two chips were condensed into one chip that took up just 87 square millimeters, almost one-sixth of the size. Merrill Lynch has said the PlayStation 3 manufacturing and materials cost could drop to $320 in just 3 years. So, they lose money up front on the early adopters.
Right.
And then later on down the line, as manufacturing processes improve and get cheaper and there's a higher, they're churning out more units, that's when they can finally start making a profit on the actual systems. So there's some actual hard numbers for you.
On the computer itself? On the console?
On the console.
Okay.
They're turning a profit now on the PlayStation 2s.
It's selling about 120?
By the way, it's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the total transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The total transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The listener map's there. Over 1,700 of our listeners from around the world have added themselves to it. And you can as well. Go to map.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. Map.freetalklive.com as we go to the phones, to the fun. Rob in Georgia on the amplifier line. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, Ian, I saw those same numbers on the PS3 while I was doing official research, you know, on technology matters at work, just in case my boss listening.
You're talking about
official research.
Yeah, official research.
You're talking about the cost. We were just explaining a few moments ago that the PlayStation 3 approximately costs about $800 to manufacture, but yet they're selling it at a $300 loss.
Yeah, that's easily a record as far as I can tell. I think Sony might really be shooting themselves in the foot. I know they have deep pockets, but
right.
$300 every time somebody's walking out the door seems just incredible.
And yeah, it is.
I think that the real winner this time around might end up being Nintendo. Their unit is apparently just basically a slightly enhanced version of the GameCube, so it wouldn't surprise me if they're actually able to profit first unit out the door, because they're using fairly old technology. The only thing they really added was some wireless features and innovative controller, but a lot of the stuff that it seems to me is that their money went into a lot of the design area of it, but I think that in terms of per unit cost, they're going to end up making out like gangbusters.
I think you're probably right about that.
People are going to be getting two systems. You know, it's a bit steep to get a $400 system and a $600 system. A lot easier to kind of justify maybe a $400 and a $250, which is what you get with a Xbox 360 and a Wii.
Right now, with the Xbox 360, since you bring that up, now that was released about a year ago, and when it was originally released, it was losing money as well. However, it's already been just a year's time, Mark, and the Xbox 360 is already a profitable unit. So when it apparently came out, let's see, according to CNET, the Xbox 360 hard drive-equipped Microsoft game console now has a manufacturing and materials cost of $323.30 sells for $399, so it's a $75 profit they're making after the first year. When it launched, however, its component bill was between $501 and $525. So manufacturing costs of the Xbox 360 dropped $200 in just a year's time.
It's nice.
They used a lot of components that, you know, you can find in other places.
That's
well.
True.
So I think that definitely goes to their advantage. I think the cell processor was being, was, you know, you really don't see it anywhere except for in the PS3 and in some IBM Blade Center service, which actually is a part of what I officially do. That's the reason I know that. And so they're going to have a hard time trying to reduce that component cost. And I remember, you know, a few days ago you guys were talking about the Neo Geo.
Yeah.
And I remember when that thing came out back when I was a kid, I was in a store and I saw one of the most ill-behaved kids in the world. It looked like he must have been about 8 years old, and he was just being really disrespectful to his mom and talking all this kind of stuff and screaming. And she was in the process of buying him a Neo Geo with four cartridges.
Wow.
Neo
Unbelievable.
Geo cost $800, and the cartridges cost $200 each.
Yes, they did. It's incredible.
And I said, there's no way in the world. But there you go.
Spoiled little brat.
Oh, so
man.
Many of them are. I mean, it's just, it's amazing.
So now, Robert, are you a game player today?
Yeah, I mean, I play some, but mostly it's like for me, it's mostly sports games, against my friends and stuff. I'm a much more casual, social kind of gamer. I'm not really one of those guys who gets into the big time. I don't really get into the shooting games like the Halos and first-person shooters. So the next generation consoles just don't really hold a lot of appeal for me at this point. I'm going to get them when they get cheap.
I mean, the football games, I haven't played a football game in a while. The last one I think I played was for the Dreamcast, and I remember being pretty blown away at how photorealistic it seemed on the Dreamcast. Really, at this point, I mean, they've got the fluid motion, they've got the motion capture, they've got all the things that really make these games look pretty true to life down. It's just basically as they add more processing power, you pretty much just get to, I mean, the only thing that's changing now is, like, you can see the lines in their skin instead of just kind of a flat polygon. Now, if they're just getting extremely detailed, you can see the hairs on their arm and that sort of thing.
Yeah, you're able to identify guys by tattoos.
Yeah.
The other thing that I don't quite understand about it is, now, obviously, I'm not on the cutting edge either. I'm happy with my PlayStation 2. I'm not going to be running out and getting a PlayStation 3. I'm not going to get any of these next-gen things. But aren't computer games, the real computer games, the ones that they have on computers, aren't those the best and the fastest and the most realistic?
Yeah, but if you're going to get a hardcore gaming system, you're going to end up spending three times what you're going to spend even on a PS3. And with the PS3, you got to remember, you have guaranteed compatibility.
Compatibility with what?
Different components, motherboard, chipsets, any of that stuff.
Right. And what he means is when you get the PlayStation 3 or whatever, any game console, they guarantee that you take that disc, pop it in the drive, it's going to play. Whereas if you've got a computer, you've got Windows running in the background, that throws in a bunch of questionable elements. There could be some sort of incompatibility between your graphics card and your other hardware. It could crash in the middle of the game. Not to say that console games don't crash, it's just very unlikely. It's very unlikely. And so what Robert's saying is you're paying three times as much for a cutting-edge computer as you'd be paying for the PlayStation 3. Of course, computers you can continually upgrade, and you can stay on the cutting edge, whereas the console game systems continue to get older and more outdated. So it may be the case that right now the PlayStation 3 might actually be better than any of the computer games out there, but it's still a hell of a competition.
Won't take long, huh?
Yeah.
And one final thing, one thing that does happen with consoles that doesn't really happen so much with computers is that, you know, you keep on upgrading your hardware, but you can't upgrade a console so much, not usually anyway. So what happens is the programmers actually get better at programming a console over time. It seems to be with computers, they just get more sloppy, and you're going to throw more hardware at it anyway, so you don't really have to optimize your code.
That's an interesting observation. Robert, thank you for the call. We appreciate it as always. 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line. That is a great point in that the best games for a game system are usually not launch games. You know, the launch games essentially are the ones that are sort of rushed out to kind of make it so you can buy some stuff.
Sure, you need to have a game to play on this console.
Right, and basically the programmers have a grasp on, you know, a basic grasp of what they can do with the system. But as they go on in time, you know, 3 years later, better games are going to come out. They're going to understand how to use the hardware better. They're going to have more experience at programming for that hardware. Because every time a new game system comes out, you know, the rules change. for the programmers that are trying, that are making the games. There's new sets of code, and there's new things that they need to learn. And yeah, there's a learning curve on programming, just like anything else.
I would imagine that's so.
If you think there's a learning curve sitting down playing your favorite game, imagine writing that game. I mean, wow.
It's amazing how much of a learning curve. You can play this board over and over and over again, and then finally you defeat it, and then it's not that hard to defeat it again and again and again. I don't understand why that is, but it was so hard to win earlier, and now I'm consistently winning it.
So, anyway, the PlayStation 3 story continues. Nintendo's Wii expected 2 days from the PlayStation 3 launch. So, again, we're sort of following this situation here. If anything crazy happens in some of those lines,
it inevitably will.
apparently they're lining up here in Keene, where we're doing the show from. I bet if you go to any Walmart tonight at about 11:30, you're going to see a line of people. Pretty much.
Well, yeah, they didn't know why people were sleeping outside of the Walmart.
Who didn't know that?
The police. They were called.
The police?
Yeah, they didn't understand.
They don't play the PlayStation? Come on.
Well, they just didn't know.
Huh. All right. You take control of the airwaves. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Speaking of the police, Mark, I believe you have something about how the police are, in this country, going to be throwing immigrants into detention centers for an indefinite period of time.
I do.
What's that all about?
Washington from the AP. Immigrants arrested in the United States may be held indefinitely on suspicion of terrorism and may not challenge their imprisonment in civilian courts, the Bush administration said Monday, opening a new legal front in the fight over the rights of detainees. In court documents filed with the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond, Virginia, the Justice Department said a new anti-terrorism law being used to hold detainees in Guantanamo Bay also applies to foreigners captured and held in the United States.
And it applies to Americans as well, except they're going to do it to foreigners first, and we can set the pace.
Well, it's happened to Americans, they're going to do it in mass to the illegal immigrants, and then, things are just going to progress. Ali Saleh Kalama Al-Mari, a citizen of Qatar, was arrested in 2001 while studying in the United States. He's been labeled an enemy combatant, designated that under the law signed last month, strips away foreigners of the right to choose, challenge their detention in federal courts.
That's right. More to come here. 800-259-9231. Just wait. They're going to start filling up detention centers, or concentration camps, as they used to be called. It's Free Talk Live.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helps. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot, no matter what the reason. You can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Sometimes you feel like you're just a number. To the banks, the credit card companies, the lenders, and financial institutions, you are just a number. Your credit score. And unless that number is above their standards, you get stuck paying more for everything. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. If you don't have perfect credit, banks will either take advantage of you or slam the door in your face. but I want to send you a free tape that shows you how my proven system will wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score, it will permanently insulate your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. You can hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-400-8498. That's 1-800-400-8498. 1-800-400-8498.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you, 800-259-9231. And anything goes, that's 1-800-259-9231. AC in here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all of the features on the site for free. We give them away. freetalklive.com. But we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff from two specific locations. Store.freetalklive.com for all kinds of Free Talk Live related merchandise, hats, t-shirts, classic archives on DVD collector sets, all there at store.freetalklive.com. And then there's amazon.freetalklive.com where you can get anything else. I mean, whether it's furniture, electronics, DVDs, books, groceries, Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. You place an order, and then we get a percentage of whatever it is that you're purchasing. That's Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Great way to get the stuff you want. Help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. Oh, yeah, and free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. So back to the story about the immigrants. The Bush administration announcing plans to just toss them into the military brigs, throw them into civil detention centers, which they have a contract to build $380 million of these detention centers, apparently because they're not American citizens. So therefore, it'll be really easy to just railroad them into these detention centers, especially considering that a lot of Americans are vehemently anti-immigration at this moment in time.
Well, not to mention, they have no right to even dispute this in federal court.
Right.
That's just it. They call them enemy combatants. They throw them in. This guy's last
case
name
closed.
Is, yeah, this guy's last name is Almari. He's a citizen of Qatar. He was arrested in 2001 while studying in the United States. Who knows? Who knows whether this guy was a, you know, bloodthirsty terrorist? I don't, but we'll never know. He's been in jail since then.
Yep.
And
no access to a lawyer, no right to a public trial, none of that. And now they're going to do this to immigrants.
And, you know, the thing is you and I have to pay for it. It's $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year to keep these people locked up.
Well, it may be more like $50,000 or $30,000, but either way, it's still a lot of money.
You think it's only $30,000 to lock up one of these guys?
In a detention center, probably doesn't cost as much. They're just going to throw them all into one big room together and turn on the gas. Oh, wait, they haven't planned that part yet, but eventually they're going to have so many people to detain, they're going to have to get rid of them,
why wouldn't
right?
a detention center be a maximum security prison? Why isn't it?
I don't know.
Well, how the hell do you think that they're going to keep them inside?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't think it's going to be legal to get out of that detention center, do you?
I'm not sure what these detention centers are going to be like.
It's a prison. They're not going to paint a line in the sand and say, hey, guys, don't cross this.
Yeah, what were the, I don't know, what were the concentration camps like? Were those, you know, were those prisons?
Those were probably makeshift, fast prisons of their
right.
time. I mean,
I believe
like,
these are going to be makeshift and fast compared to a real prison. That's what I think.
I don't see why. I mean, did you see the
contract?
They
can build a bunch of them.
they've given huge contracts to Halliburton. They can build a bunch of them.
I don't know
if the paycheck's there.
But $385 million is the contract. I mean, that sounds huge, but as far as a prison is concerned...
How many beds for $380 million?
I don't know. None of these things have been outlined.
I understand.
Just know they have a contract.
Well, you know that they're going to go over budget.
Right.
That's a guarantee every single time. I don't see any reason why they would do that, why they would make why they would go and make cheapies.
Well, Sheriff Joe Arpaio has his tent city. That's got to be pretty cheap.
Arpaio is housing, you know, just drug dealers and stuff like that. Guys,
these
that know
to be
immigrants. Wait a second, Ian. You're not even thinking about this. Arpaio is housing people who are waiting to go to trial. These guys realize they're not getting a fair trial. They can't get a trial. They could never go home. These guys are desperate men. They essentially, once you're put in there, you've got a life sentence.
You don't know what they're going to tell them. They could be telling them all kinds of things.
You've got to see people go home, Ian.
Yeah.
I mean, what are they going to do? Move guys around randomly from one detention center to the next?
Yeah,
you can't.
Know.
These guys aren't in a vacuum. They see the news. They get newspapers. They're going to hear stuff.
They won't be getting the news newspapers in the detention centers.
Sure, they get newspapers in detention centers.
You don't know
they
what the detention centers
they get them
are
in prison.
Like.
Why wouldn't they get them?
Well, I don't know. These are going to be.
You're
different.
Just presupposing. The fact is,
you're presupposing too. That's all supposition.
The fact is, no, I'm not presupposing. I understand how corrections works.
But this isn't. This is federal. This is not. You know, your state
Look,
prison.
Ian, they have. They're going to be detention centers. Suppose there's 9 detention centers they build for their $300 billion
yeah.
or whatever the hell it is. They have to put these guys in there. They either have to release them or. They have to move them around to pretend like they're releasing them.
Mm.
Well, then guys are coming in from other detention centers.
Right.
So the guy's talking to the new guys and say, hey, did you just get locked up? No.
Okay,
I just came
yeah,
in from that other detention
center.
Yeah. Essentially, they're going to realize that they're locked up forever. They've all got life sentences. Do you want to work at the detention center where everybody's got a life sentence? I mean,
prison break.
I mean, my God, it's terrible. It would be awful.
This is all.
I mean, they have to run a maximum security prison because otherwise these guys will rush the fences en masse.
Yeah.
They'll throw their bodies against the Constantine wire.
As they should. Because this is insane.
It is insane.
An insane plan like this deserves an insane response.
The law is being used to argue Guantanamo Bay cases, but Almari represents the first detainee inside the United States to come under the new law. Aliens normally have the right to contest their imprisonment, such as when they're arrested on immigration violations or other crimes, rape, murder, whatever. They can contest that stuff. It's pretty stunning that any alien living in the United States can be denied this right, said Jonathan Heftis, the attorney for Almari. It means that any non-citizen, and there are millions of them, can be whisked off at night and put in detention. The new law says that the enemy combatants will be tried before military commissions, not civilian judge or jury. The established... and establishes different rules of evidence in the cases. It also prohibits detainees from challenging their detention in civilian court.
Right. This is the first step. I mean, this is the first of many steps towards doing this more towards the American people. They're going to have an easy time rounding up the immigrants because nobody wants to stand up for the immigrants. I mean, Free Talk Live stands up for them, those who want to live their lives in freedom and make their lives better. We're obviously against the welfare state, and immigration is a whole other issue. That's not what we're talking about right now. It's the immigrants who just happen to be the first and easiest target of this Military Commissions Act, which does what you just outlined. It allows them to just pick these people up, throw them in the detention centers, and give them a trial, if they feel like it, in front of a military court. And you'll never know who's gone missing. You'll never know. You'll never be able to talk to them, to communicate with them.
And
you'll never
really
know what the results are.
People don't care very much. I mean, these are immigrants. They're relatively new
Many
in America.
And they're leaving their families to come here. So people aren't even going to know they've been picked up. And this is going to be the first step, Mark. They're going to get away with it with the immigrants for a while. They're going to start throwing the immigrants into the
and
prison.
And by a while, we mean a few years,
and
not a few decades.
And then eventually what they're going to do is they're going to come out and they're going to say, well, this program of immigration control has been a total unqualified success.
Yes.
We have taken criminals off the streets. We have taken
terrorists.
Lawbreakers, terrorists, mad bombers, murderers, rapists, drug dealers. We've taken them off the streets.
They'd have eviscerated your children. They'd have had their blood from their claws. These terrorists are evil.
And we've taken them and put them into these detention centers where we're keeping them nice and safe from you. And you know what? It's worked so well. Now we're going to start doing it with any criminal in the United States.
Right.
Because
you've got to be able to do it with... The problem is you can't, if you don't have enough evidence, you have to be able to do it with people with Latin American surnames.
Yep.
You have to be able to do it with black people.
Right.
These folks are dangerous. Dangerous people.
Who?
So, the people we're talking about.
Who?
The ones with Latin surnames. The ones with the black ones.
They're pretending like you're a government agent.
Isn't it obvious?
Yeah.
Isn't it obvious how dangerous these illegal aliens are? We have to be able to just call them.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, they want to help. They want to live a free life and help businesses profit. And
or maybe they're terrorists.
Services.
But can't we just charge them with being a terrorist? And give them a trial as a terrorist?
No, I can't do that. They might send a secret message.
A secret message? What kind of secret
message?
You
just don't understand.
What kind of secret message would a terrorist...
There's a secret
code. ...that's been in jail for several months?
It's code. They got the codes.
But what difference does it make?
You put them on the stand, they're going to give out a
what kind of code? Suppose he could...
We can't talk
suppose
about
we
that.
Gave him 10 minutes to secretly talk to these people. What does a guy who's been in prison for 3 months...
Look, if you keep asking these questions, we're going to throw your ass.
I think that's probably what's the case. I don't doubt that it may happen one day.
Yeah. This is what they're going to do. They're going to say, this has been such an unqualified success. Look at how we're protecting America. You know what? Why should we be wasting all of this money? You know, this could be a conservative thing. They could say, hey, America, we want to save you taxpayer dollars by not having trials anymore. You know, it's worked so well with the immigrants. Let's start putting drug users, drug dealers, petty criminals. Let's start putting these people in military prisons. Give them military tribunals. Who needs to pay for all these defense attorneys and all that? Wouldn't that help clean up the streets? Wouldn't that help keep America safe? And isn't that what you want, America? Don't you want to be safe? Aren't you willing to do what it takes, America,
to be safe? Sell your freedom. Sell my freedom for safety.
Because that's what they're talking about. And, in fact, maybe they'll put some porn stars in as well while they're at it.
That's right.
Because now they're prosecuting people for obscenity charges. They've been doing this all throughout 2006. They started it, I believe, in 2005. And we've got another instance now. This one's not federal. It's a state obscenity charge. And we're going to bring the details on that coming up in hour number 3. It's yet another outrageous case. Except in this case, it doesn't involve the really, really sick, twisted porn, but classic porn.
Really?
Now, classic porn is obscene. We're going to come back and give you the details on the way here. 800-259-9231. Who's going to be in the detention camps next? Place your bets.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Please stay.